today. Today's lucky number 13. It's an inside joke with us. The reason why we have this particular exercise as 13 is because, I don't know, it's just, this one's the hardest one ever, my opinion. Everything else after this, if you get past this one, total breeze. Continue the phase of repression where you just don't care about women in this fashion. And, alright, let's talk about this very, very quickly, because this is going to be something that men just find difficult in general. You may have noticed that repressing these urges is something that's just not natural. It's just not natural. So why is it that we're asking you to do this? Well, we're not going to talk about that right now, but we're going to talk about why is this important.
Well, what you want to do at this stage is up the intensity of the repression. One way of doing it, in fact, the way of doing it, is go ahead and go to a strip club.
This is intense.
Go to a strip club and do not look at the women. Do not engage them. When they come over to ask you for a private dance, ignore them or say no without looking at them. Do not look at the stage. If you must look at the waitress because you're ordering, do so, but avoid her also. Just avoid any woman. Under no circumstances are you going to use our stripper's product either.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, it's no secret that Abbas and I and Archer go to strip clubs a lot. It's no secret whatsoever. And the truth of the matter is, I think it'd be beneficial to you for you to go to a strip club that you don't frequent. One that's maybe a little bit out of town, maybe just one that just kind of sucks, whatever. But, I mean, you want them to have attractive girls. No doubt about that. It's just, you know, you're going to be sending off a very, very, very odd vibe. And if it's a place that you go to all the time, it's certainly not a vibe that I want my girls to know about. So, basically what you're going to do is you're going to repress yourself and your urges to the best of your ability. Now, guys, I know that this is difficult. Believe me. You know why it's difficult? Because it's not natural. Everything about wanting the opposite sex, if you're straight, is perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. And because of that, we're trying to show you in no uncertain terms that getting to this point where you're diminishing that, well, it'll make sense later because it's a technique of breaking through this barrier. It's breaking through these social constructs that society has placed upon you, that your family has placed upon you, that your friends have placed upon you. And the only way to break through a problem is to break through a problem and not avoid it. So what are we doing? We're exacerbating the problem. We're making it so exaggerated that it's almost laughable and silly. Keep in mind, you're not masturbating. You're not looking at naked girls, even though they're right in front of you. You're not talking to strippers who sometimes are the friendliest girls on the planet, especially when you come across, say, like a dream girl that we've talked about in the stripper product. So, go to a strip club, don't look at the girls, just order a drink, maybe bring a book, whatever. Anything that keeps your mind from wandering back to those supple, amazing bodies. Does that make sense? Good. We'll see you tomorrow.